Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, Memeo, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up?
What it do?
Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show,
episode
43. Sugar Shane in the house. RJ, he up in the house. This episode. Yeah, you been MIA for a minute,
man.
What you been up to?
Working, man. Working.
That's good.
That's right. It's good to hear, man. That's definitely good to hear.
Yeah. So this week we're gonna talk about go over the Super Bowl.
And, oh yeah.
Our accomplishments and what's going on. So, what's up? Well, what's everybody been up to?
Oh man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like RJ said, man, grinding, man. It's been, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely been grind time. And you know, with a couple of things to celebrate along the way, man. Like you said, man, it's Super Bowl. This past Super Bowl was pretty exciting. You know what I'm saying? Despite what a lot of people thought it was gonna be a blowout, different opinions and whatnot, but Super Bowl is a good game in itself. And that halftime show.
Yeah, it was good.
That was, you feel me? Never seen a halftime show like it.
Man.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Okay.
But, man, I've just been grinding, man, honestly. Just been getting everything right, you know. Stacking more, trying to invest more, you know. But
that's good.
Yep.
Using your time wisely.
Exactly.
Yeah, so with the Super Bowl, I know I bet it. I always bet like $100 to $150 on the Super Bowl. I bet on the game. And I bet on prop bets too. So
how'd you do, fine, sir?
Oh man, I haven't cashed in my tickets, so I'll see the outcome. But I know I lost because I bet it on Cincinnati. I bet it on the money line, and I bet it on the over. So shoot, Cincinnati didn't win. They won. I mean, but if you would have bet on the point spread, that's by 3.5. I saw one person, he bet like 500, and then the point spread for that was 4.5. So yeah, they won on that.
I know you at least got the coin toss though, right?
I got
the coin toss. Shout out to the prop bets, man.
Shout out to everybody that just made prop bets. They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Cause that's if I was going to bet, that's what I would have done. I would have done some prop bets. I would have been like that. I would have lost though, cause I would have been like the kicker being an MVP or something
like
that.
Oh man. A lot of stuff, you know,
stuff
didn't
happen.
Like,
yeah.
Look at Odell Beckham Jr. So,
he got hurt.
He was doing good, did some nice plays, but then after that, he got injured.
He was showing off this season, man. You feel me? He was bringing it back, getting himself back to good form and just having fun and just, like, being out there. Like, and that was sad to see. I mean, it was good to see him have an immediate impact, though, and start that game off right, though, because he started, like, he definitely was eating that secondary up a little bit, you feel me, and made a big impact on the game. Once he went out,
it definitely
changed up a little bit. They had to start forcing it to Cooper Kupp, but Cooper Kupp that's a bad boy too, though, man.
Man.
But yeah, man, shout out OBJ, man. Hopefully you get well, man, and come back and keep playing, man.
Yeah.
I'm not liking this hearing talks of,
he should retire.
No.
Man,
no.
He did his hair for the Super Bowl. What, he did
cotton candy purple. Yeah.
So he was ready.
Well, how do you just think of that, RJ? Would you,
you dye your hair purple?
Dye a few dreads, cotton candy purple, just a few dreads.
Have one.
You wouldn't go down that route.
For your bangs and stuff.
You wouldn't go down that route.
Man.
Oh,
not purple.
But yeah, it was a good Super Bowl. Halftime was cool. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. 75 Cent. And the grand finale was Eminem. So what did you guys think about that?
I definitely thought it was dope as a fan, period. oh, excuse me. As a fan, period, of course, I'd like to see them all perform another song or two. But the way it was set up, the way it went, the way it transitioned from each artist, each performance, and each little different setting. And then on top of it, I like how they had the whole floor being like LA and stuff too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
with the
dancers, it had the LA map.
You feel me? Kind of shout it out to the people incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? With the costume fit and whatnot.
Man.
But I think it was dope though, man. You know what I'm saying? This is, I have to say, you know, it's definitely the blackest Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was something different.
I mean, they had Mary Mary open up before, you know what I'm saying? The very, very beginning. Then they had, I think that one country singer do the national anthem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But both black. And then the halftime show, how that was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was pretty, you know, I think everybody enjoyed themselves, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it was what a lot of people feared as far as like, oh, it's too much or it's too much of this. Like, no, this is what America loves.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why I noticed that every football, they have either a rock group, country group, then
pop
or then hip-hop.
And
you know,
if they,
being fair,
something with like the Super Bowl, I'm not sure. I think the club, I think they might have had like Beyonce before, something like that.
Yep, I remember that.
As far as,
but shoot,
it's never been a headlining rapper that I know of.
What was your favorite halftime that you've seen?
That I've seen, it's kind of really hard for me because a lot of it's been stuff that I don't listen to.
Oh.
So I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen some great performances, like some crazy dope stuff. Like I said, I think Beyonce did one. I think
last year was The Weeknd.
I didn't even watch it, to be honest.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, you know why?
But I watched.
Yeah, that might have been thanks to a few bottles of that there Douce. Once again, shout out to Jay-Z.
I don't even remember. I remember the first quarter. That's about it.
Yeah, man.
I have to enjoy myself this year.
I will say, we had fun last year, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a little too much fun. I'm saying, I'm not gonna say no names, man. Somebody had to be carried out, man. That's all I'm saying, dog.
But yeah, my favorite one was with Janet and Justin.
And why is that?
Oh,
was it the music?
The reason. Yeah,
was it the music?
Oh,
okay.
You know, Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they did a little something that was explicit.
Janet Jackson. Every time I go in your car.
They did something that they wasn't supposed to do live on TV, and it's crazy too. And then I love the commercials.
Oh yeah,
because they're $7 million commercials for 60 minutes. So remember that little blog that was bouncing around the TV that I was telling you, oh hey, we gotta check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to snap the picture and see what it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember back in the days when we had DVDs? Not back in the days, but just recently before all this other technology, he had a DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Then you had that little DVD thing bouncing around on the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the screensaver, yeah.
So that's what I was watching the thing about it. So that's what they wanted to have it like, that DVD bouncing thing. So, you know, that was the most watched commercial out of the whole Super Bowl. And then so millions of people actually did what I did, went to the TV and, oh, what's this, millions, to where it clouded up the system and it froze it. Yeah, because if you would have went on there, it said free $15 if you sign up with Coinbase.
Oh.
So you got $15 to invest, and then after that, you go from there. So many people were like, ooh, what's that? Yeah.
That's
they said that was the most watched commercial for the Super Bowl.
I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean, you say free, especially talking about the Super Bowl. That's probably the most watched event on TV in America.
You see some crazy Lay's Fritos commercial and commercials and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you see this one little...
Different movie previews.
Little, what do you call it? Emoji or little blog thing? What do you call it? Where you take a picture of it?
Filter?
Yeah, you take a picture of it and it takes you to their site, their website.
Oh, the QR code?
Yeah, QR code. Okay. Yeah, with 60 seconds, just having that QR code bounce around your TV with nothing else. paid $7 million for that.
Yeah.
But look how many customers it brought them now.
That's marketing right there.
Yeah, but who would have thought of that? Just it bouncing around?
Yeah, somebody thought of it.
Complete silence.
Yeah.
No music, no nothing. So everybody's like, hey, what happened to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's got to be a reason for, you know what I'm saying, why it's just silent with this thing. Yeah, well, we figured out what it is.
Yeah, man.
So curiosity, yeah. Man. Curiosity.
That was cool. But Super Bowl was cool. Overall, I liked it. And then it was cool because, you know, L.A., they had to come back and try to win the Super Bowl because they had a horrible loss last time they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yep, which was a letdown.
Yeah.
On them that they should have won.
They, and then this time they showed their butt.
They held it down, man. Shout out Matthew Stafford, man.
Cincinnati hasn't been there for a long time. Long time ago.
Oh, no, be back. That. I'm not sure they're still back in the Super Bowl.
It's like
but.
Icky Woods days when they were on fire.
Shoot.
Yeah.
They're definitely they should be a steady contender now for sure.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. So we got the Super Bowl, and then now our Super Goals.
Hey, Super Goals.
Football season's over, so what's the excuse we got now for the people that watch football? It's like, okay, nothing else to watch on TV. You got to wait still for basketball instead of that playoff.
Well, on top of the fact that you can't set aside your whole Sunday anymore either. That definitely was a big like, ooh,
so
not
like,
my Sundays, but it's like, yeah, the football Sundays are over with.
It's time
so
to
now
grind.
You have a designated day.
Time to grind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, RJ, what you been up to, man? We're talking about Super Goals now. We got the Super Bowl. Now we got Super Goals. Now, what you been up to? Because every episode we want to talk about, okay, this is what you talked about that you wanted to accomplish. So the next show, then we talk about that accomplishment and what we did. To hold each of us accountable every 2 weeks because we're on the air twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So within that time frame, we should have stuff accomplished. So
exactly.
What's up, man? Let the listeners know what you got accomplished.
Man, so recently, I actually, had, I'm getting into this FBA Amazon business and I'm scaling up my dropshipping business. And lately, I'm not going to lie, it's been good for me. I mean, I had like two people buy two courses from me, And instead of basically having the education or the knowledge about how to make money and not using it, I basically just sold them what I learned or what I was sold, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So basically all I did was capitalize off of what the instructor taught me to sell them something that I was taught.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was like my big accomplishment because it's like, damn, okay, I spent all this money to learn about this, but then it's like, okay, how can I capitalize and make more money or keep it going, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, just same thing how he was doing it. So
yep.
I feel like that's a good accomplishment for me.
Good. So you're out there utilizing the education that you have, but now people are seeing your accomplishments and what you're doing. You're financially successful, and then you're trying to better yourself even more, and then utilizing your education to teach other people and, and then not charge them an arm and a leg. Because I know there's education classes that's out there for like 2 G's.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you took?
Okay,
5,000.
Super master class.
Not that many people will have that,
Exactly.
And it's good that you're blessing other people with your education that you have.
Yeah, because game is definitely to be sold.
Yeah.
Like you said, a lot of people selling different information at a lot of different prices.
Exactly.
And a lot of it, you don't know if it's actually going to help you until you dive into it and you realize, oh, snap, either I wasted my money or, what am I going to do with this?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Compared to, but yeah, man, that's good to hear, though, bro. That is definitely good to hear,
cool.
Man. That you're sharing knowledge, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, passing it down and, you know what I'm saying, continuing to, prepare for mentality.
Yeah, I just feel like, it's like you could be doing something good or be making money from something, but you always got to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you always want to better yourself. Like, keep pushing forward in life, you know. Yep. Accomplishments.
The job is never done.
How about you, Sugar Shane? What's your accomplishments?
Just putting the steps in a few different things, like, you know what I'm saying, applying for a little different programs and a secure credit card, do things like fix my credit, you know what I'm saying, doing different research and different things and taking notes on different things and investments and bond stocks, dividends, passive income, NFTs, crypto, all kind of different stuff like that, looking into the Amazon DSP stuff, different things, just different ways and avenues of, you know what I'm saying, where a decent investment can be made, you know what I'm saying, at times, and putting in the work to make it worth something, you know what I'm saying, because looking for different locations for possibly some vending machines, you know what I mean, might dig into that, but yeah, that's kind of what's been going on so far, man. Other than that, I don't know if the news was recent last time or if it was active, but also I am having a boy. So I just want to put it out there, if I didn't put it out there the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If I did, it's just a reminder, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready, plotting and planning on this baby shower for, you know what I'm saying, my young Raider. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the baby shower's going to be April 2nd.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be cool.
Yeah. That's what, for the last podcast, it was at gender reveal.
Right.
Yeah. I hope you didn't mind. I put some pictures with y'all up on last week's, last podcast.
Oh, not at all, man. Not at all.
Yeah.
So how about yourself, Ron, man? What's going on with you, man?
Oh,
what you been working on lately?
I've been really trying to hit real estate hard, man.
Okay.
So, I've attempted with 3 loan specialists that I'm trying to get a recent pre-approval letter to see how much am I qualified for. I'm trying to get a multifamily apartment complex. So this is gonna be multifamily is at least 2, 3, 4 apartments in one unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then so my goal is to just rent that out and just own real estate, own property, you know, and have some type of passive income coming in at the same time. And then with these properties, I can always leave it, you know, with the family, with my kids, you know, something to pass mm-hmm. down in their generation, so they know basically it's like playing Monopoly. That's what people in real estate, you know, you played Monopoly before.
Oh yeah.
You buy houses, you buy real estate, and every time someone passes by you, then mm-hmm. you gotta mm-hmm. break bread, man.
Because
like, okay, just by me owning this,
and like you said, I'm gonna put some more things in that property, man. You know, I'm gonna put some houses, some hotels on there.
So if I could be blessed and getting qualified for like a $600,000 property, that would be good. But right now, it's like the properties I'm looking at is like $500,000, you know, just a half a mil. But I'll get there to the $1 million ranges, you know, in the future, and hopefully sometime this year. That's my goal.
Right.
And I've also been working on flips, you know, analyzing deals properly and, mm-hmm. you know, people getting educated from my boy. You know, he's into it. And then RJ's been going to the meetings with me
mm-hmm.
all the time. And then we just analyze deals, do a lot of math and, you know, looking around in the areas, doing comps and stuff, you know, and all that stuff. So bring me closer and closer. The more I do it, I know I'm going to get a property to flip. Because my goal is to have at least three flips this year. That's mm-hmm. my goal.
Okay.
Or have some type of property. I'll be happy with one.
Yeah.
But I know I can do more than that.
Right.
Because
right.
I've met other people from like 2 years ago where they'll be like, oh yeah, we'll be on the same level. He didn't do a flip. I've never done a flip. But now I just seen him and he said, oh, I just did 3 flips.
Yeah.
I was like, oh wow, how much have you been making? I made 17 on my first one. Then I made 20 on my second one. And I'll make like 23 on another one. You know, what would you do with the extra 15 plus 15? We're at the minimum 15,000 times 3. What is that? 40,000? That's how much some people make in 1 year. 45. Yeah, that's 45,000.
Yep.
That's how much people make in 1 year, busting their ass 5 days a week, you know?
Trading time for money. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Time and labor.
Time and labor.
And then so, questions, like, what do you think about as far as like all this where things are going with online real estate and whatever like that? Does that like affect what you do?
A lot more competition, but that's just real estate to where that is more convenient by you looking online and looking at houses instead of hiring a realtor.
Yeah.
Because if you hire a realtor, that's already 6%, but automatically, you know,
yeah,
you could look at it yourself without having to bug somebody. You can still bug somebody. That's what, you know, that's what they get paid for.
Right.
It'll be less money.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, not possibly. It'll be less money for sure, but
yeah,
I guess like you said, it depends on all the work you want to put in and
yeah,
whatever like that, because kind of look at it like, yeah, it's like one of them things where it's like, say like at Amazon, they have a new little line, right, to where they have a machine that puts stickers on the boxes.
Automatically?
Yeah. Oh. Like they put the box on the line.
I thought people usually,
I just saw a video.
People
you
usually
guys
do
used to
that.
Have to do that.
Oh, and
I used to do that. Drops the
exactly.
Packages, and then somebody puts a sticker on it. Drops the package, puts a sticker on it.
Yeah.
Now,
well, actually, they come like in a whole big pallet of whatever the product is, whatever the amount of boxes and like that.
Oh,
and normally they pull them down. You feel me? Unstack those. Put stickers on them, throw them on conveyor belt.
Uh-huh.
Now they have fewer people just put on the conveyor belt, and then the machine just comes
and sends it up this way, that way, that.
And it just goes, and it's like, yeah, that just took away a certain amount of people's jobs.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at like the same kind of thing, like as far as like it's not gonna take away everybody's job, but
yeah,
it's definitely some people, like I guess the whoever's not on their job, whoever's not on they grind for real, they're going to end up getting X'd out or losing money before they realize that they're going to a different field.
Yeah. It's crazy, but that's why if we're our own business, businessmen, businesswomen, then it'll be like, that's your own business.
Yeah, you got to do your own due diligence.
You don't work for
and
nobody.
And be on your stuff.
And then, shoot, I'm just hoping with this Amazon stuff, I got to put BS in and put in this, finish off the rest of the application for this Amazon thing, because that should be a no-brainer, too. You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely got to, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, man, procrastination is a killer.
What you think about procrastination?
Me personally, I just feel like procrastination and excuses are like just straight goal killers. Cause at the end of the day, you can talk about what you want to do and this and that, and then you know, but you could lie and be like, oh well, I didn't have time for this, which is basically an excuse. And it's like you said you couldn't do that, but in reality, you had time, so you just made it an excuse to not do something, which is a goal killer. A lot of people be making a lot of excuses. And, oh, I can't do this. I don't have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's only holding you back, bro.
The most famous, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll get
man,
to
that's
it.
The worst.
I'll
yeah.
get to it. Never
and
get
then
to
you
it.
Forget.
No.
Get to it now. By Friday.
Yeah. That's why, like, my dad, he got us the planners. Every day I wake up, I mean, I plan ahead. So before the night's up, I plan my day ahead. So when I wake up the next morning, I know everything I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically how I do it, because I know I'm not going to be BSing and making no excuses. Oh, well, I can't do this because I have this time scheduled out. I got everything mapped out, so I know what I got to do throughout the day.
Yeah,
because see, in that planner, it's like you can write stuff down on the day of. And then it's like, you write down your priorities. So if you're writing it down, you know it's a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta do it, bro.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Before you slate, you're like, damn, how come I couldn't do this and this and this? It's a priority. So what you gonna do? Put it down on the next day so you know for sure you have to do that.
Yeah.
And just looking at it, it's like you're gonna do it. Because the more you cross out, the more you're gonna be like, wow, I'm accomplishing this. I accomplished this. Oh, let me do this, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, damn. Once you write down something, you know, it's like damn near you committed to it, because it's like...
It's like a self-contract.
Basically, because it's like you wrote it down, and then when you look at it, like at the end of the day, like, damn, I didn't do this, so what did I do for an hour when I could have been doing this for an hour? You know what I mean? So that's... I did it a couple times because it's like, you know, just doing everything that I got to do throughout life, you know, it's just so much. But when I really sat down and started writing stuff down and started just reevaluating my whole life, it just made me start seeing like, damn, I wasted so much time doing this, or wasted so much time chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody made $1 million in that hour, you know, or that 15, that 30 minutes, they made $100,000.
Yeah.
So that's how I'd be looking at it, like, damn, ain't no time to waste.
Yeah, big facts, man.
Yeah, do it now. You know what the meaning of now is?
No opportunities wasted.
There you go.
Damn. What he said.
Yeah, that's how I feel about how I feel about
like vision boards. That's big too. You finish your vision board, bro?
No, I have not.
Still.
Also feeds into procrastination.
Damn, this February is over. Damn near. We got one more week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like you look back. That's why if you have a planner, you look back in February like, okay. Because we write down our goals and whatever we did, you know, our positive things that we did for that day. So we go back every month. I got them a highlighter so you can see like all your accomplishments. Like, oh, wow, I did this much. You know? You really see your accomplishments, like, wow, I don't have nothing written down over here. I didn't accomplish nothing this month, you know?
Yeah.
If you could physically see it and then remember, oh, I remember when I did that. I remember. Because we do so much stuff every day and we're busy.
Yeah.
And we forget about the good things that we did to pump us up to do more things. Like,
yeah.
So... You be shining, man, and then when you open up that book, boom, it's just gonna be shining because it's highlighted. Like, wow, look at all my accomplishments.
Yeah.
So that should be your goal, is to have more accomplishments every month. But if you don't see them, you can't really. It's hard.
Yeah, you can't. But, you can't recollect and record them all. Because
the book that we got was like $6. I mean, I think $6 is you'll gain that quick because you accomplish more.
I think of it like this. So if you can't write down something in your book to accomplish or have something to do in life, you know, something to accomplish, it's like this. It's like, how can you accomplish something that you don't have a dream about? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you accomplish your dreams when there are no dreams? You know what I'm saying? So that's how it's basically the same principle of writing in the book and writing down your goals that you want to achieve. You know what I'm saying?
Because it says you are your own author of your book. You are the one that writes your own life. So this is basically like the closing. So that's a good closing, RJ. Good job. Good job. Yep, I like that. So what you want to close with, Sugar Shane?
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you said, man, there's a lot going on, but at the same time, I make no excuses or nothing like that. But, yeah, writing stuff down and getting more organized because, basically what you guys are saying too is organization, man. Organization is key to planning and to, you know what I'm saying, to accomplishing something.
Accomplishments, you know. The more you learn, the more you earn, you know, you just want to write stuff down. Get more organized in life. They say if you get more organized in life, life will be easier and you get more things accomplished, and from there you start a snowball effect with the momentum, and then you just do more stuff and get more accomplished and financially successful. But yeah, man. All right. That'll wrap it up for episode 43.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just want to say happy late Valentine's Day to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy late Valentine's. I hope you guys had a good Valentine's. I know I did.
Much love.
All right. Later.
Peace.